For Monday, the 5th of October, 2020, this is the Bartox Games, episode 194. So, in my last episode, I was talking about the decks I've been working on before and after the ban of Uro, and I was saying how I was not getting anywhere, and until Uro was banned, and then I started to make some progress with my Gruul Skewt deck, among others. But I didn't get very far until the season ended. I didn't realize it was so close. I had the feeling that we had just started the season. I mean, it's monthly based, so I should have guessed, but I was kind of not thinking about that, since we have the seasons, and then we have the what are they called, the mastery sets, which have a certain period as well, which is longer. So anyway, I was surprised that all of a sudden get that message that the season had ended, and it threw me all the way down to gold tier two, I think, or something. It's a weird. I guess I was in diamond two, and it threw me down two steps, so into gold two. But that felt like really falling far. I guess. I mean, I used to be very happy about being in gold, but I mean that's been a while, and I've gotten used to reaching diamond now. And with being in mythic, what this one time last rotation or last season before this one, or before this last one, I was expecting almost to get there again, but no, ended in diamond two and the drop to gold two. Just after that, I was watching one of my, or probably the only YouTube channel I follow for Magic besides the official one, which is Hello Good Game, which I could recommend. It's a really good, I think his name is Greg. He does really good breakdowns of decks and entertaining plays of them. And has a lot of fun ideas that he showcases. Usually it's from somebody else, but I don't blame him for that, since he's doing a new deck every day. Crazy. He's streaming all day every day, which is, wow, just madness, I think. But anyway, I guess, I mean, it's his job, so. But anyway, he was showing a variant on the now classic adventure, Temur Adventure deck, which have been really successful for many months now, and continue to be so, especially now after rotation, where they don't have as much competition from the older sets. And now Throne of Eldraine being the oldest set, actually. So, anyway, a variant on that was throwing Omnath into it. And, that really becomes a powerhouse. I was looking at the video, and I realized that I pretty much had everything. I already had a Temur Adventure game, a deck that was very similar to the one he was playing. I was just missing the Omnaths, and just happened to have three mythic rare wild cards on hand, so I got three Omnaths into that deck. He also had a Kenrith, but didn't have one of those, so I just skipped that. I think I put in Great Henge instead, and that worked really well for me. Then I got another mythic rare wild card, so I did actually buy a Kenrith and put him in there as well. But I kept the Great Henge because I was having such good luck with it. It fit really well. So I think I took it instead of one of the Lovestruck Beasts. or something like that could also been a what's that called called borrower. But yeah, this deck is really powerful, and I've been winning most of my games. I think I'm at 70-something% wins. And I'm making pretty good progress up through. I passed up through gold into platinum, and I think I'm at platinum tier 2 or tier 1 now, after a couple of days with it. And yeah, making good progress. If nothing else becomes banned or somebody has some revolution, I think this deck could take me into Mythic here this time around. The card I was thinking about was the Brazen Borrower, of course. So the deck breakdown of the deck as it stands, I think right now, is I have one Plains, two Islands. I read this wrong. Five Islands, three River Glide Pathways, three Crag Crown Pathways, two Mountains, one Branchloft Pathway, three Forests, three Fabled Passage, two Ketria Triome, two Rohgrim Triome, one Giant Killer, three or four Edgewall Innkeepers, three Fae of the Wish, Fae of Wishes, one Shatterskull Smashing, four Lucky Clovers, three Brazen Borrowers, four Bonecrush Giants, one Balaged Recovery, two Lovestruck Beasts, three Omnath Locust of Creation, one Kenrith the Return King, three Escape to the Wilds, four Beanstalk Giant, and one Great Hedge. And of course, the sideboard, which is also important in this type of adventure deck, since you're playing with Fae of Wishes. I have another Fabled Passage in there, which is great to with Omnath. A Red Cap Melee for those red aggro matchups. Primal Might, one Shadow Spear, one Negate, one Fling, one Return to Nature, two Mystical Disputes, one Naturalize, one Mythos of Eluna, one Storm's Wrath, one Once and Future, one Escape to the Wild, and one Ugin the Spirit Dragon. So, yeah, been having good success with it, like I mentioned. I think today I am at just today's stat is 63.6%, so 7 wins, 4 losses. Yesterday it was 83.3% with 5 wins and 1 loss. So, and the day before that, 66.7, 2 wins, 1 loss. And I think the first day when I made the deck, it was at 64.3%. The funny thing is that in the beginning, I was actually, I don't know, I guess I was tired or something, because as I was making the deck, I wasn't paying attention enough. So I put in my new cards, but I didn't remove all of the older cards. So I was playing with a 68 card deck. And I had some cards that really didn't fit all that well into this particular deck. They could fit, but the ratio of lands was off, and it just diluted the deck. So I had a couple of false starts, you could say, before I got the deck into a good form. I had a few Temple of Epiphany, Abandon, and Mystery that I forgot to take out, and also Maze Mine Tome. The first couple of matches, the stats aren't representative, I would say, of the deck on a whole. But yeah, lots of fun to play this deck. But it really, like the previous version, the Tamer Adventure, it does require you to really think. It's more of a thinking man's magic deck compared to some other ones where you have one strategy and you're just pushing to that and just using all your mana every time, using whatever. I mean, the decisions are usually fairly easy to make, like with my Mardu Knight deck and other aggro decks. Here, you tend to very quickly have more options than you can play. So you have to think about what you're doing, and since you're playing with four colors, you have to do some planning with your mana as well every now and then. Although the automatic tapping usually does a job, but sometimes it messes things up for you. So that can be really frustrating, I think. But on a whole, it's been a lot of fun, and I've been, like I said, fairly successful so far. We'll see how it fares when I move into Diamond and hopefully Mythic. This was apparently a deck that took someone to Mythic, the first place in Mythic. So that bodes well. But now it's a well-known deck, I would think. I've had a few mirror matchups, not that many actually, but there's been a few. So we'll see if that increases. I guess it probably should as we move on. But yeah, that's it for now.